Hello, this is Dr. Raymond Deloyd Richmond in San Francisco. You are about to listen to my own recording of a profound psychological and spiritual relaxation experience. This recording ends without bringing you back to full waking awareness, so that you may enter into a deep, restful sleep for the night. I provide this recording free of charge through my website, Chastity in San Francisco, at www.chastitysf.com, as a personal ministry to bring psychological and spiritual healing to anyone in the world, regardless of ability to pay for professional psychological help. If you find this recording helpful, perhaps you would like to send a small donation to my website to help support this ministry of healing through Catholic psychology. The sale of this recording, or its distribution for profit, is forbidden, for it would constitute the theft of charitable work, and that would be a grave sin. Now, to begin, make yourself as comfortable as possible. You might want to lie down, or you might want to sit in a chair with your feet raised. If you would like, you may stop this recording and find a comfortable position. Good. Now, take a deep breath and close your eyes. Adjust the position of your body so that your arms and legs are relaxed. Now, just notice your breathing. Breathe normally and gently. Notice the movement of your abdomen as you breathe in and out. As you breathe in, notice the filling of air in your lungs, clean, fresh air, and the upward movement of your chest. Notice the opposite movement as you breathe out. Now, take a deep breath. Hold it for a bit, then let it go. Do it again. Take a deep breath. Hold it, then let it go, and feel the tension flow from your body as you exhale. Breathe slowly and rhythmically in a normal way. Breathe in, and each time you breathe out, feel yourself sinking lower and lower into a relaxed calmness. As you continue to breathe rhythmically in this fashion, deliberately allow yourself to sink down deeper each time you exhale. Each time you exhale, you associate the air leaving your lungs with the sensation of pleasantly sinking deeper and deeper. And as you do this, you begin to become aware of the tensions in your muscles. As you breathe in, you can become sensitive to the tensions in your muscles, and as you exhale, you can release these tensions. Now we are going to focus your mind on just one area of your body. Focus now on the area of your body from your toes to your ankles. Breathe in, hold it. Exhale, and as you allow the air to smoothly escape, release all tension from your toes, ankles, and feet. Do it again. Breathe in, pause, and breathe out. Release all of the stress, all strain from the area of your ankles to your toes. Now visualize the area from your toes to your thighs, so that when you exhale, you can allow every muscle, every fiber, every nerve to relax from your thighs all the way down to your toes. Now breathe in slowly. Pause. And now exhale, letting relaxation take place. Again, breathe in. Again, exhale, and feel the relaxation take place. Now visualize the area from your toes all the way up into your chest. Include the muscles in your back. Visualize the whole area from your toes all the way to your chest, front and back. Now again, breathe in slowly, pause, and exhale. And feel the tension flowing away from your chest, including all the muscles in your back, down to your toes. Once again, inhale, exhale, and let the tension flow away. Finally, visualize your whole body from your toes to your thighs to your chest, throughout your back, including your shoulders, to your neck, your head, your face, and even the muscles in your jaw. Visualize your whole body. Now inhale. And slowly exhale. Feel your whole body sinking down, down, down in comfort, relaxation, and limpness, from the top of your head to your toes. Good. Again, inhale. Pause. And exhale again, sinking down deeper. You have now reached a blissful degree of relaxation, but you can reach even deeper and more healthful stages than this. Imagine a flight of stairs. These stairs can be anything you can imagine. They can be made of wood or stone or metal. They can be plain or carpeted. But they are very wide and very safe, with a secure handrail to hold on to. There are 5 stairs, and as you may already know, in just a moment you will start to descend them. You are standing on the top step, getting ready. It's dark, and you cannot see anything at the bottom of the stairs, nor do you need to see anything right now. In just a moment, one step at a time, you are going to slowly and safely descend the stairs. And with each step, you will descend into a deeper and deeper state of profound relaxation. Notice your breathing. Inhale, and as you exhale, slowly descend the first step and relax, peacefully, comfortable, restful. Inhale slowly, and again, as you exhale, descend the second step. Relax, down, peaceful. Your body and your mind are calm, comfortable. Inhale deeply and calmly. As you exhale, descend the third step, slowly floating down, down. Inhale deeply and calmly. As you exhale, go down the fourth step. Relax, down, peaceful. Another breath, and all the way down to the fifth step, the bottom of the staircase. Now just float. Float as if you were in a big billowy cloud, soft and comfortable. Just float. You do not have to do anything. Just completely relax, deeper and deeper. Just let go of all thoughts. Let your mind clear, and let anxiety dissolve. As you continue to relax, there is nothing that you have to do but just be aware. You do not have to concentrate on anything. Just be aware of your breathing and feel your body relaxing. And as you relax more and more, and as you continue to relax, you will feel the heaviness of your body. You will also feel a feeling of comfort. You will feel quite comfortable. In fact, you will become so very comfortable, you will have no desire to move, no desire to think of anything. You will just want to enjoy the feelings that you have, and nothing will bother you. You feel more comfortable. You feel more comfortable. And as you drift deeper and deeper, you have no desire to move or to speak or to do anything. You need only desire to relax, and you are relaxing. Your body is becoming very, very relaxed. You need not have any desire to move at all, only a desire to relax deeply. You will find that the feeling is very similar to drifting off to sleep. Yet you can still hear me. You can hear me and can ignore everything else so that no distractions bother you. You are becoming more and more relaxed. You are very comfortable, aren't you? Now, as you are standing at the bottom of the staircase, you see that you are in the midst of a beautiful white fog. Maybe you have seen quiet summer mornings at sunrise, when the early morning mist glows softly in the light. And then, as the sun grows higher and the air grows warmer, the mist slowly dissolves. Imagine now that you are strolling along a peaceful country path. Notice the color of the clear sky, the gentle warmth of the sun on your body. Notice the cool, fresh air. Notice the sounds of birds in the distance, and the sound of your feet on the ground as you walk. As you admire the natural beauty, you come to a fork in this path. You have a choice of taking a path that goes to the left or one that goes to the right. The path to the left is wide and smooth, and as you look down it, you begin to know, in the silent depths of your heart, how your life will unfold if you continue to live in anxiety and fear. It is not pleasant. Always trying to feel that you are in control. Always trying to take matters into your own hands. Always trying to figure things out on your own. Always trying to look good. Always comparing yourself to others. Always wanting to be better than others. Always afraid of feeling inadequate or rejected. As you look down this path, you know in your heart all of the torment that awaits you. It is a painful way. You look up the path to the right. It's narrow, rocky, and steep. It's not an easy path. And yet you know in the depths of your heart that this path leads to your freedom from fear and anxiety. It is a joyful release. This can be life as you want it to be, free of restricting fear. Yet it's not an easy path. You must stretch yourself beyond fear, beyond your own doubts and defenses. This is the way of the cross. This is the way of the end to your own pride. This is the way of sacrifice and prayer and suffering for the sake of others. This is the way that Christ walked. This is where he shed his blood for us in pure love. This is the path of love, to sacrifice yourself willingly for the sake of others. This is what you have always wanted. You know it, deep in your heart, behind all your fear. This is the taste of holiness. Jesus, I trust in you. He that dwells in the aid of the Most High shall abide under the protection of the God of heaven. He shall say to the Lord, Thou art my protector and my refuge, my God, in him will I trust. His angels shall watch over me to keep me in all their ways. In their hands they shall bear me up, lest I dash my feet against a stone. Because I hope in him, he will deliver me. He will protect me, because I have known his name. I shall cry to him, and he will bear me. He is with me in tribulation. Now just float. Float as if you were in a big billowy cloud, soft and comfortable. Just float. You do not have to do anything. Just completely relax, deeper and deeper. In Christ, I am acquiring true knowledge and finding ways to use it in good works. I will put forth my best efforts at all times. In my faith, I will do that which is right. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. With purity of heart and chastity of body, I am confident in my physical strength and my mental ability. I am energetic. I am true to myself and to others. My conduct is at the highest level of responsibility to others. I work for my good and for the good of mankind. In all my relationships, I will forgive others for their negativity. I will grow past bitterness, anger, and the thirst for revenge. I will tolerate insult and ingratitude with confidence in Christ's protection, trusting in His perfect justice. I will return a blessing for a curse. I will participate in no gossip or judgments. When I speak, I emphasize what is kind, truthful, and supportive. I grow physically, mentally, and spiritually every day. I am able to govern my affairs with maturity and wisdom. I act with discipline and with respect for the tradition of the Church. I seek to be in harmony with God's commandments. These laws are perfecting my behavior, releasing me from false limitations, and restoring my full potential for true love. My senses are becoming more acute. I see better. I hear better. My sense of taste, smell, and touch are more sensitive. My trust in God is permitting my entire body to function rhythmically and in balance. I improve in health. This harmony within my body is reflected in my family relationships, my business, and my social life. Grace and abundance are always mine, if only I do not push them away with pride, anger, and disobedience. I am rich in gratitude for the graces God pours upon us all. I think accurately and logically when needed. I am able to think intuitively and creatively when needed. I am able to coordinate both types of thinking when needed. I am not afraid. I am organized and efficient. I am able to concentrate without letting distractions interfere. I make the most of each day. I awaken each morning refreshed and joyful, energetic and enthusiastic to rejoice in Christ throughout another day. I set an example for others. Jesus said, "Keep my commandments. Do not be afraid." Completely relaxed, deeper and deeper. O my Heavenly Father, may I accept good things from your bounty with a deep sense of gratitude and accept with patience the difficulties and trials that come to me. May I be loving, not only in great and exceptional moments, but also in all the ordinary events of daily life. May I abstain from what I do not really need and help my brothers and sisters in distress. May I bear the wounds of Christ, for through His body He gave us life. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, the refuge of sinners, pray for me and gain for me your Son's loving forgiveness. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the wicked spirits who roam through the world seeking the ruin of souls. O most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. O most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. O most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. All the angels, apostles, and saints, pray for us. Completely relaxed, comfortable, trusting in God. And if you would like to fall asleep now, do so by the grace of God. May His holy angels dwell here to keep you in peace, and may His blessing be upon you always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.